If Donald Trump becomes the U.S. president, he says he would rethink American engagement all over the world. But it's Trump's comments on NATO that have sent a chill down Europe's spine, though Trump may argue it doesn't have one.
NATO is obsolete, and it's extremely expensive to the United States, disproportionately so, and we should readjust NATO.
Trump says before he, as president, would respond to a NATO call to defend an ally under the organization's bedrock principle of mutual defense, he'd first assess what that country had paid into the alliance, which he sometimes mistakenly describes as paying the U.S. Former U.S. Ambassador to NATO Kurt Volker agrees the gap between American and European defense spending is a well-known problem. But he says Trump's approach to the Article 5 Mutual Defense Clause is irresponsible and plays into the hands of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I don't think it's a good idea to threaten that because you're sending the wrong signal to people like Putin who have invaded their neighbors, who have threatened NATO countries, who've buzzed our warships, they've threatened to attack Denmark with nuclear weapons.
Trump's views are so extreme that former Republican Party stalwarts have deserted him to publicly endorse his opponent, Hillary Clinton. Among them is Reuel Marc Gerecht, a so-called neoconservative, who's been very vocal, warning in an open letter how dangerous a Trump America would be.
If you'd asked me 18 months ago, could I envision voting for Hillary Clinton, the answer would have been no, I could not, but life is full of surprises.
As for whether Trump really would or could pull the U.S. out of NATO, Gerecht says if the candidate were to hold true to his statements on the campaign trail, there might not even be a NATO to quit.
Any president can, within his powers of commander-in-chief, could effectively gut NATO. And certainly by simple statements that he's already made, if he were to make them again after becoming president, that he would not honor Article 5, then NATO is de facto defunct.
Constanze Stelzenmüller, a senior fellow with the Brookings Institution, says even if Trump doesn't win and cut off U.S. support for NATO, damage has been done.
In politics, just talking about this kind of thing as a candidate who isn't even elected yet, that already has an impact on people's expectations and on the relationship in the now, as opposed to in November or in January. It is damaging the transatlantic relationship, which is based on trust and an assumption that we have a broad commonality of interests and values now. Because Europeans understand, I think, that Trump is not a singular phenomenon. He is a symptom of a broader mood.
A mood that sees Americans turning away not just from NATO, but from all international involvement. Eric Bratberg with the McCain Institute says another casualty will most certainly be the transatlantic free trade deal known as TTIP. It's already struggling under President Obama, who supports it. Bratberg says a Trump victory raises serious existential questions.
What does the West actually stand for anymore? Is it liberalism and openness and globalization, or is it something different? Nationalism, protectionism, religion? These are fundamental questions that I think both American and European citizens are going to face. And the elections, both here and other elections coming up in Europe, I think are going to be pivotal for how we respond to them.
Shahed Amanullah formerly advised the U.S. State Department on Muslim outreach and went on to co-found Afinis Labs, which helps launch Muslim-run startups all over the world. Amanullah says he fears already growing global Islamophobia would get significantly worse with a U.S. president who would ban Muslims from coming to America.
Trump doesn't realize that he will be putting gas on a fire that's going to make things worse for the conflict in the Middle East. It's going to make things worse for integration in Europe. It's going to make things worse in terms of racial and ethnic tensions at home. I think the rest of us see it. I don't think he does.
It's unclear whom a President Trump would hire to carry out his policies. Former Ambassador Kurt Volker again.
And most of the people that I know who have had lots of experience in various administrations, but especially Republican administrations, they don't want to say that they would go work in a Trump administration. But what we say to each other is, I don't want to do it, but I want you to do it. Because we want sane people, good people who know policy, who know what they're doing.
On Monday, 50 prominent Republican national security officials released a joint statement calling Trump reckless and unqualified to lead the country, declaring none of them will vote for him. Terry Schultz, DW, Washington.